Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has been asked to appear before British MPs who are probing the misuse of users' private data to help swing elections. The request comes after Britain's Information Commissioner said she was seeking a warrant to search the premises of political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica. Now, Cambridge Analytica is accused of using the data harvested illicitly from 50 million Facebook users to influence the US presidential election in 2016. Christopher Wiley is a whistleblower who used to work at Cambridge Analytica. He says he worked with an academic to obtain the information using an online personality test in 2015 that was then used to build a profiling system of voters to target them with personalised political ads. Mr. Wiley told the UK's Channel 4 how it works.
Imagine I go and ask you, I say, hey, if I give you a dollar, $2, could you fill out the survey for me? Just do it on this app. And you say, fine, right? I don't just capture what your responses are. I capture all of the information about you from Facebook. But also, this app then crawls through your social network and captures all of that data also. So by you filling out my survey, I capture 300 records on average, right? And so that means that all of a sudden, I only need to engage 50,000, 70,000, 100,000 people to get a really big data set really quickly. And it scaled really quickly. We were able to get upwards of 50 million plus Facebook records in the span of a couple months.
Cambridge Analytica had ties to the 2016 US presidential campaign of Donald Trump. One of Cambridge Analytica's vice presidents was Steve Bannon, who went on to manage Mr. Trump's campaign. Alexander Nix, the CEO of Cambridge Analytica, has denied using Facebook data. Here he is speaking last month to a British parliamentary committee.
We don't work with Facebook data. We don't have Facebook data. We do use Facebook as a platform to advertise, as do all brands and most agencies, or all agencies, I should say. And we use Facebook as a means to gather data. So we roll out surveys on Facebook that the public can engage with if they elect to.
Well, Facebook has suspended Cambridge Analytica from its platform. Dr. Martin Moore is the director of the Centre for the Study of Media, Communications and Power at King's College London. I spoke to him a short while ago and he said that while the warrant to search Cambridge Analytica's servers and the request for Mark Zuckerberg to appear before MPs are important developments in the story.
Potentially, both are significant, depending on what they can get hold of. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg has said very little so far. He's not required to attend select committee in the UK. He might do out of politeness, but as we know in the past, people have avoided it. People, particularly newspapers, have decided not to go to select committees even when they are based in London. So if you're based in San Francisco, chances are probably slimmer that you'll turn up. But in terms of the Information Commissioner's Office and the Cambridge Analytica, again, I think if they could find the hard drives and they could find any of the information that the New York Times claims to have found, particularly the profiles that Cambridge Analytica says it has deleted, that would be a big deal. That would be substantive. But since Cambridge Analytica has itself invited the ICO into their offices, one assumes that they're pretty confident that they're not going to find anything.
So where does that then take this issue and this story and the concerns that many millions of people will have that their data has been used and taken and harvested?
Well, there's a bunch of different layers in this story. So there's one aspect which is really around the company Cambridge Analytica and really understanding the extent to which they not only breached Facebook rules, but they have potentially broken the law when it comes to data protection and what they've done with that. And they're a UK-based company. There's an entirely separate and perhaps much bigger story, which is around Facebook. Now, I think what people are starting to realize is that whilst in Cambridge Analytica's case, the allegation is that they breached Facebook. We know they breached Facebook rules by taking the data in the first place from Alexander Kogan, but we don't know if they kept hold of that and if they used it subsequently. But what we'll start to find out, people start to realize, is that actually a huge number of companies have gained an enormous amount of personal data from Facebook and used it not solely for political campaigns, obviously, but for all sorts of reasons, for commercial reasons, for political reasons, for other reasons. So in a way, this gets to the very heart of the Facebook business model and indeed to a kind of wider internet business model, which is around the collection and sale of personal data.
This is the thing, though. This does have political implications, and the current situation with Cambridge Analytica does appear to go all the way to the Trump campaign when you've got an investment in the company from Robert Mercer of $15 million, I think it was. And he, of course, a significant Republican donor. Also, Steve Bannon, now we know, of course, his involvement with Trump, but he was also involved in Cambridge Analytica. And that is the point, I guess, where it starts to look very murky and like it is essentially meddling, and it was manipulation of voters, possibly on a very large scale.
What's interesting about this story is I don't think it actually takes us much further down the road when it comes to either Trump or Brexit. In the case of the American campaign, we already knew that the Cambridge Analytica and other companies had claimed to have very successfully used data to micro-target particular audiences. I think there's a significant problem with micro-targeting generally, particularly micro-targeting via Facebook from a Democratic perspective. We've had some of these debates already, but if I'm in a political consultancy, and indeed this is what the Trump campaign has already said that they did, and I'm working with the campaign and sending out, as they were, 50 to 100,000 different advertisements a day, most of them across the Facebook platform, then clearly, you know, they could be sending, we don't know, but they could be sending messages that are contradictory, that are diametrically opposed to each other. They could be sending messages specifically to suppress votes rather than encourage votes. They could be doing all sorts of these things, and we simply don't know. We don't know because the only people that saw those ads were the campaign themselves, Facebook, obviously, because they went via its platform, and the recipient, the person that received that ad. No one else did. So for the rest of the world, for journalists, for news organizations, for civil society, it's entirely secret and opaque. And that, I think, is a really fundamental problem for democracy, because I don't think democracy can function when there's that degree of opacity.
That's Dr. Martin Moore of the Centre for the Study of Media, Communication and Power at King's College London.